Greetings from Paige Estrotori of Financial Services Online. On this bright Saturday, the 4th of May, 2024, we bring you the latest roundup of financial services news across Australia. Let's kick things off with an incredible stride in sustainable farming. Qantas Super, well known for its sustainability goals, has rolled up its sleeves in partnership with Go.Farm, investing more than $200 million to revitalize Australian land. They are honing in on southeast areas, particularly in Riverina, based in Nsawut, and northern Victoria. This project aims at converting 5,000 hectares in productive horticultural spots, employing progressive farming techniques and advanced water management systems. Go.Farm, noted for its innovation, sees this as a solid opportunity, given the potential for high returns from Australian agriculture, especially during times of economic inflation. It's a win for sustainability and strategic too, taking full advantage of the region's location for exports. In a legal update, we see a strong stand on maintaining the integrity of the financial sector. The Administrative Appeals Tribunal has ruled against former insurance broker Sean Sweeney's appeal to lift the lifetime financial services ban. His conviction was for fraudulent misuse of his client's insurance premiums. Despite Sweeney's efforts towards partial restitution and addressing his issues with substance abuse and gambling, the risk of relapse justified this stringent penalty by the Australian Securities and Investments Commission. This decision once again emphasizes the zero-tolerance approach to ethical breaches, thus safeguarding consumer interests. As we see a rise in mergers and acquisitions activities, Bellrock seeks to meet the demand for specialized risk management solutions. Spearheaded by the experienced Sahalia Uthappa, the firm is striving to provide unique and comprehensive strategies for intricate business transactions. Mark Chiarella, Bellrock CEO, highlights the need for tailor-made risk advice, emphasizing the firm's extensive industry experience and strong insurance connections. Here, Bellrock is emerging as a cutting-edge leader, ready to address the dynamic demands of corporate transactions in the current landscape. Finally, amid a strained economy, Australians are rethinking their spending habits, as indicated in a study by Equip Super. Data shows a whopping 85% are cutting back on spending, with two-thirds increasing super contributions in anticipation of continued inflation. Yet, despite these prudent steps, nearly 50% of participants express concern about super fund returns. Equip Super's head of advice, Paul Stocker, has advised finding a balance between immediate savings measures and long-term financial security, underscoring the significant potential of regular super contributions for better retirement outcomes. It's clear that from farming to finance, resilience and innovation are the watchwords right now in the Australian financial services sector. Choose wisely and invest in your future wisely. This is Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online. For more, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Enjoy the rest of your day, Australia.